This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
The content found on TheBestDayEver.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such, because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
And Dave, it kind of brings up an interesting question, and there's one here on the best day ever related to like scientific studies and knowing what type of information is trustworthy, because a lot of the stuff that we do, maybe some of the EMF protectors on a cell phone and maybe some of the, you know, obviously some of the different foods that we've been into for the last couple of years are getting more and more attention and research. But in terms of like peer-reviewed scientific studies for alternative health, it seems like to some degree you have to step outside of that model and look at other ways of verifying that certain health protocols actually work. What's your kind of take on that whole thing of like determining whether something actually works or not, and then stepping outside that whole world of, oh, well, it's like peer-reviewed scientific study of, you know, this control group of people and that control group of people, so therefore these results say that this substance works?
This is how I approach all that stuff. I've said this before. A lot of times I've said it quickly, but I'm going to clarify it. If studies indicate that, you know, reishi mushroom is good for your immune system, if there's studies on animals and humans, if some channeler like Bashar suddenly says reishi mushroom is the best thing ever, if synchronicity is guiding it into your life, suddenly you see it in the forest, you know, if all those things come together, it's a go. That's kind of how it is. It's just like, yeah. I don't believe just in scientific information. You know, I remember Truth Calkins back in the day, you know, when he was talking to Dr. Mercola, it was just one of those things of being a fly on the wall and hearing this conversation. And he was talking to Dr. Mercola about something. And Dr. Mercola is like, well, how do you know this is true? And he's like, Truth says, because it's channeled information.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just one of those moments where you go, wow, okay. So I don't just believe channeled information, but if channeled information correlates up with reasonable science and that correlates up with what's happening synchronistically, and that's correlating up with what feels good, then you know what I mean? If you put all that together, it's a go. And that's how you have to guide your life. And my guess is if you do guide your life like that, that you'll start to realize that actually your life is actually like a riddle, and that like basically God is supplying you with clues all the time as to what to do. And now you're all of a sudden aware of it. So you just follow it. You just got to roll with it because that's what you're getting. You know, like for example, I've said this about colonics. If suddenly somebody's there and they're like, okay, colonic, it's at this time, you ready to show up? I'm not real happy about showing up and doing a colonic, but man, if it's all set up and it's just suddenly in my face, I'm going with the flow. You got to go with the flow. You got to go with where the stuff's guiding you. So that's how I look at it. And that's how I piece it together. And my experience of this is something super profound, is that what's happening most of the time for most people, and the reason why the world is sick, in my opinion, is we are pushing away the very thing that would heal us consistently all the time as a habit. So the thing that would save us is being presented to us constantly, all the time. We're ignoring it. In fact, not only we're ignoring it, we're usually against it. It's actually at that level, is that we're actually against it. There was an interesting thing that happened with my dad. My dad almost checked out due to 4 hospital-based infections. You know, I don't want to get into this whole story, but basically my dad was almost the victim of iatrogenic disease, which means doctor and hospital caused disease. Then he was at death's door. And when I asked his girlfriend, I said, okay, you know, tell me the story of how this all happened. And she sat there and she told me that on the way to the hospital, she's begging him, has already set up a vitamin C doctor to see him, an ozone clinic already in Orange County, already ready to see him. She's begging him not to go to the hospital because hospitals are too dangerous, too many infections in the hospital. So the whole time she's begging him, he does it anyway. So there's a very good example of the thing that would save you is right there. It's right in your face. It's like, do this instead, do this instead. But we, in our ignorance or belief that we know what's right, we violate the message coming at us and do exactly the wrong thing. I suspect, and I've been looking at this for a long time, I suspect this is going on all over the place. It's actually, if we get out of that habit, that would save us.
It's so true. It's so true. It's like the analogy of the guy mowing his lawn. He's chopping down all the dandelion greens and he's got like liver disease.
It's exactly that. Or the, you know, those neighborhoods in Indiana and Ohio that are all planted with euconia trees. And there's people on, you know, in their walkers with arthritis. And there's the tree right there in front of their house. It's been there all there for 30 or 40 or 50 years. It would have been their medicine. It would save them. But a tree. What would I do with a tree? So just out of our ignorance, we're not seeing the cure. But it's not even hard. It's like as soon as you realize that the cure is being delivered to you nonstop, it's like, you know, God's showing up saying, hey, here it is again and again and again. As soon as you tune in on that, everything changes. Your whole life changes because you realize that it's actually health is being delivered to you at all times. It's that we, through our ego or whatever, our resistance or arrogance, we push it away.
And Dave, one of the things I love so much about the work that you do and the work that like our company does in supporting your message is, especially with the live events, people get pulled into your vortex and it's like a vortex of healing. So if you've never been to one of our live events and you go to one of our live events, you just start meeting people who basically the message that was coming through is, you know, from you or something related to some of the messages you've been putting out there in your books or lectures or something. And they decide, you know what, I'm going to follow this message. And then you hear the most unbelievably miraculous stories of like healing, health, just turning your life around, all from the physical body to like now they're like have a whole new job and a whole new career that's related to this, you know, type of mission. And you just see that turnaround. So it is such a profound, dramatic way. And it's one of the reasons why we love doing the live events and, you know, supporting with everything that we're doing.
It seems like what's happening when somebody really has a real transformation in their health and their life, it's an identity transformation. They transform their identity from the person who's always ill, the person who's sick, the person who's always overweight, the person who's always, who doesn't exercise or whatever the identity is. And they transform to a new identity. I'm the person who actually makes all the medicine. I'm the person who makes all the food. I'm the person who exercises every day. I'm the person, you know, it's an identity transition. You know what I mean? Where suddenly they're identifying that, no, they're actually this person instead of the other person they thought they were. That's really the core of it. And so ultimately the identity transformation happens kind of, I'd suspect that it's happening automatically as soon as you get out of your own way. As soon as you actually stop resisting it and just open to it, it's pretty much automatic.
I mean, you must see this all the time where you give like maybe like a health lecture 1 year in one place. You come back the next year and the person who was like 100 pounds overweight and always sick is all of a sudden like super glowing and radiant with health. And they're telling you the story of they basically did everything that you recommended.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. I've seen that so much, especially in like diet and fitness, like where people go from being like 100 pounds overweight to being super ripped, totally in shape, completely transform their diet, completely transform their habits. But you think, oh, that takes a lot of work. It actually really, it probably takes less work. It's just opening up to the flow instead of resisting what's happening, rolling with it, right? Instead of saying, no, I know I can't do that. Oh, no, I can't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Just do it anyway. Just roll with the flow and see what happens instead of the resistance story. Because the resistance is really difficult. It takes a lot of energy to resist what's happening. I'm going to say something is profound. It's been my life experience. It's been my career experience. And I think it's exactly on. And I mean this in every metaphor of what this means. Every metaphor of what I'm about to say, I think is real. It's true. And that is your cure is within you.
This program was brought to you by thebestdayever.com. Thanks for listening.